flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category. We will spin the category wheel.
Spinning it, dude.
It is spinning.
Spin it around.
That's the one that you will hear. And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented James, who thought Denzel Washington was a suburb of Seattle and found a way to answer 7 consecutive questions wrong.
My man.
Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Oh, but tell us, away we go. Welcome to season 20 and episode number 4,247. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back in the house with these colder temperatures. The head chef has decided to heat things up. I'm talking hot sauces today.
Yeah, we got a nice little list of state's favorite hot sauces, and everybody has a personal favorite hot sauce, in my opinion.
I think it depends on where you are in this country. What hot sauce, like a lot of things, is the most popular.
I also think it has to do with what you're eating.
Yeah.
I have certain hot sauces I use for some things. Some are just for breakfast.
But somehow they all do okay on scrambled eggs. I don't know how to describe
it. Yeah, pretty much.
That's the one universal food where I believe, you know, if you got a bottle of hot sauce, it's still going to be good on eggs.
Yeah, especially a sunny side up egg. It looks right with a little dash of hot sauce.
Mm-hmm. You go to different places around the South, you know, maybe just based on the name. Texas Pete is more popular than
Texas Larry.
Yeah, Frank's Red Hot or, you know, there's a lot of similar ones. But, you know, depending on the region you're in, I mean, Tabasco, for a fact, is New Orleans. So,
yeah.
No matter what, if you're getting seafood, you might not even get another option. If you want hot sauce, it's Tabasco or bust. They do have a bunch of different varieties.
They do.
But
as far as food that we eat, do you believe that the hot sauce world is more likely to have someone's name associated with the product?
I would
say
barbecue.
Between barbecue and hot sauce. There's Frank's. You can have Stubbs. You know what I'm saying?
Sweet Baby
Ray.
You
don't have, like, Miles's Beer. That's just not how it works. They'll come up with some crazy name.
And the pastry world. You know, you've got, I don't know,
Johnny Clare.
Little Debbie, and you've got like Sarah Lee.
But they're representing an entire production line. Yeah. You know, like Frank's Red Hot. He's like, dude, I make Frank's Red Hot. That's it. I'm Frank.
It's pretty much.
I do Red Hot. I am done. I make nothing. Sweet Baby Ray.
Anything you add on, because seasonings do the same thing.
Sure. Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm a big Dano's guy now.
Dave's Killer Bread. Mm-hmm. Some people, they want their name associated with it.
I'll tell you what, though. That is the, even if I don't need it, because let's be honest, I probably have 6 bottles of hot sauce right now in my home. So I don't need to stock up on any more. But when I get to the hot sauce and the barbecue area of the grocery store, I always stop and I look.
Every time.
Every single time.
Oh, yeah.
At what they have. I do the same thing with seasoning. Not necessarily your, you know, just day-to-day spices. I'm talking about the stuff you're talking about, Ted, as far as the rubs go.
Mm-hmm.
And all the different things that you can, you know, prep for your meat
And to be honest with you, I think I'm still in the camp of, as far as hot wings go, just a traditional hot sauce with butter. It doesn't need to be hot.
I agree.
Correct. It needs to be about medium, and that's fine. I don't like hot sauces that get to the point where I'm not enjoying eating the food because my mouth can't taste anything anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Like, look, man, there's a point where it's just pain. It's pain with a hint of flavor versus, you know, look, I don't mind tearing up a little bit or getting a little sweat on my brow, but I want to know that it's worth it.
Yes.
And because some things, and Tate, you brought this up, like, you'll keep eating this thing that's effing you up, but because it's so good.
Correct.
Like, I know I'm sweating. I know I'm going to pay for this when I poop 12 hours from now, but it's good enough that I'm going to do this.
What would you guys say that you use the most of as far as hot sauce goes in your house?
Oh, Frank's.
Yeah. I got a lot of Frank's. I got a lot of it really depends, man. Frank's to me is kind of just the go-to, but certain things very specifically to me, Tabasco.
Okay.
But we have an S ton of hot sauces, and half of them we don't even open yet. It's like you said, you buy this bottle, it looks good. I'm sure it will be good. They're just sitting completely unopened in the pantry. Yeah.
To me, Tapatio. Tapatio is my home run sauce for just the basic, right? But if I am eating Mexican food, I definitely go Valencia. I think that hot sauce is fantastic, but it's only really good in my mind on Mexican food. It doesn't do well on wings. I've tried that before, but that's good stuff as well.
It is.
At some point, I get a bottle of something, you know, and I like all hot sauces. You know, if I got a bottle of Frank's, I just use it until it's gone. Ooh. I had that Old Bay hot sauce that I used until it was gone.
Yeah, I got some of that. That stuff's great.
Louisiana hot sauce, I really enjoy. Tabasco, same thing. There was a Chipotle Tabasco that I used forever. That was
I'm not even kidding. Like, unlike you, we open like 15 of them, and somehow they rotate through. So I have a ton of hot sauce, right, but I can't remember what they all are.
And sometimes you got to save them. Like, I just have a little bit of Old Bay hot sauce left. I'm waiting on it.
What for? I don't know.
You'll know. Yeah, when the occasion hits, you'll know.
I know. That's the worst part.
Chicken wings, probably.
I mean, just like, better save it. But yeah, hot sauce is 4:30.
Head Chef is on the way. Exactly. 4:30. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. What else do we have for you today? If you're listening in your office there or in your car, if you got the KISW app, be sure to log in on the Odyssey app and listen to KISW for 1 hour and earn a chance $5,000 a day. Just make sure you're signed in. If you listen for 1 hour, you are automatically qualified to win that money. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Not Sober. We do reset the biggest dummy at the beginning of every new season. So our biggest dummy was James, who completed that in week one of 2025. It took him 8 questions to get one right.
Correct.
Fortunately for us, last week, we did not even get close to that number.
We really didn't, man.
Which sometimes, and James wasn't painful. He was having a hard time with the questions.
It just took him longer to get one. Right. Like you said, not painful. We did not hate him. Did not think he was stupid.
No,
just took him longer than anyone. He's just dumber than everyone else who called.
But 8 is the magic number for James, and he is our biggest dummy as we speak. And when we do Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. Last time, everyone knew that you got arrested. The problem is, what do you pick that people know that you got arrested for doing, right? So here were your choices. Number one, you could get arrested for beating up your mom. And we had a story where a woman attacked her mother with hot grits and cheese.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And when the police showed up, she still had grits and cheese on her face that were encrusted.
I like how the cops have to enter that into their official report. We found evidence of the grits still on the mother's face and some on the floor.
Well, we determined, yeah, you're going to beat up your mom. The next thing you could get arrested for was self-love at work. There were so many stories about people either getting fired, busted.
Yeah.
We've experienced them personally.
Yes, we have.
As far as people taking care of themselves.
Already?
Self-love at work.
Definitely did.
If you've ever worked an overnight shift, you know that temptation is always there.
Bro, I rubbed one out. I mean, look, man, when you work the overnight, so there's nobody else there.
So you
you're
think.
You're starting at midnight. There's almost no one else there. I didn't do it in the studio. I mean, I would go into the bathroom.
Correct.
You know what I mean? But the one guy that got busted, it's specifically because he would not go into the bathroom. He just did it in the studio. And our boss, he said it's so awkward, especially because the only response this guy had was, alrighty, to anything you said, right? And they're like, hey, Nate, man, like, we're all down with porn. We get it. And he would come in with a paper bag full of magazines. So it's not even like he's using a computer. He just came up with his magazines and...
He had that dark plastic... black bag.
What else could be? That's the you're only either, thing they put in that bag.
Right,
yes.
Or right, it's either a porn shop or you're at a bad bodega that has bulletproof glass.
Right. And this dude, just straight up porn, and he worked the overnights. I got a guy that relieved him at 6 a.m., Frank. Frank, every morning, he's like, man, all I do, I grab the seat he was sitting in, I push it out in the hall, and I grab a different seat. I'm not sitting in that, man, because everyone knows what he does. I said, we all know what he's doing. But, yeah, the boss had to talk to him, and the boss said his response, you know, as uncomfortable as it is, like, hey, dude, you got to stop masturbating at work, right? It's just not cool. His response, honest to God, was, all righty.
Yep.
That's it.
Next thing you get arrested for, going on a naked rampage. I can't remember the name of the grocery store slash convenience store gas chain in Florida, like Racer X or something like that, but whatever. Yeah. Woman was in there, and she just lost her mind, got naked, started attacking the employees there. The cops get there. She goes after them. She basically just goes on a naked rampage. So naked rampage was your other option as far as you're looking online at the local news. There you are. You went on a naked rampage. Your fourth choice. We had a guy that I believe they said he lived in like a $600,000 home.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to antique and thrift shops.
Oh, God, this guy, yeah.
And they caught him on camera picking up items from the shop and then inserting those items into his rectum.
And I believe he was one of those dudes who walks around in a kilt. So he had easy access to do it.
And that he would take that item and put it back on the shelf. Now, upon further examination of cameras in said shop and examination of what he was doing, they determined that all those items also had his fecal matter on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the last choice was to put items in your rectum, and that's why you would be arrested. So we put the poll up if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, and here are the results from last week's poll. Coming in at fourth place, at 5%, should not be a shock to anyone. 5% of you said, yeah, I'll get busted for putting items in my rectum.
I think I'd rather get busted for that than beating up my mom.
All right.
Of the two.
Guess what? It's 7% in third place, beating up your mom.
Yeah, I'm glad those are very low.
They are very low. Now, as far as self-love at work, which I thought would be the clear-cut winner here, it came in second place with 28% of the vote. Overwhelmingly, 60% of you said if you were to be known and arrested for one of these things, you would be on a naked rampage.
All right. I mean, I support the spirit, man. If you're going to get busted being on a rampage, might as well do it naked.
Exactly. It depends on if there's any video released. Oftentimes, when people do go on a naked rampage,
they pixelate the stuff, right? So, look, if you go on a drunken rampage, they might show your butt crack, but they're not going to show the foot.
No, it becomes Japanese pornography.
Exactly.
Any of your bits,
which is disappointing to everyone.
Going
to
be pixelated. Okay, so those are results from last week's poll. This week, we turn our attention to a situation that we had last year. Ted, you were on stage with a donation check. Was this Trans-Siberian Orchestra? What were you about? What was the band?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
TSO. By the way, go see them next year. Awesome show.
And, Steve, you said, I dare you to go up on stage and say, I do declare. And, Ted, you snuck it in. You got it in there.
Got it in there on stage.
But the whole joke that day was, like, look, what if you had to go through life and then every...
It was a would-you-rather question.
It was a would-you-rather. Would you rather go up or would you rather always have to say, I do declare, after every sentence that came out of your mouth?
Which we actually found is quite fun when you actually do it. I do declare.
And you're stuck on it for a couple days, right? So today, in honor of that, in that same vein, you are going to have to say one at the end of every sentence, we'll say for a week.
Just 1 week?
I'll say for a week.
Oh, I was going to go for a month.
Because I think, you know what I mean, it's still going to be difficult to do. People around you will be sick of it by that point in time.
Do you think so?
But you'll still enjoy it because it hasn't really worn out yet, right?
I don't know that people would necessarily get sick of it. I mean, really, because we thought that with I do declare. And then every time we said it, it made everyone smile.
It did.
And it's like, man, I just kind of want to keep saying this now.
Okay. And you still can. But now, you have to say something different for 1 week. So, the first choice is a little bit old school. But after every sentence, you would have to say, heavens to Betsy. Heavens to Betsy. Not exactly sure where the origins of that term came from.
I feel like
heavens to Betsy.
I at least heard it in my childhood. And then I feel like it probably died somewhere in the mid-70s.
It seemed like a woman's expression when things went awry or surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, did you find out that, did you know your cousin June is pregnant? Heaven's the bit.
Right.
That was that kind of thing. Number two, on the thing that you would say at the end of every sentence, know what I mean? Now, when I think know what I mean, that's exactly where we're going with this. Right? That's definitely.
I mean, there's only one way to say it.
That's definitely, that's how
I feel like know what I mean also generally involves
a creepy dude at the bar?
I'd say I'm picturing that I'm at the bar and the person I'm talking to is not someone who I knew before this conversation. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Guys look good.
Right.
You know what I mean. I went to that one party. You know what I mean. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. You're racist.
Right.
I mean, feel like not that. That is what you mean.
It was in that part of town. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was right. Them people. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Onion rings are better than tots. Know what I mean? It could be anything.
I mean, that would be fine.
You could say, but every time you say something, you know what I mean? You have to say, you know what I mean? Number three, courtesy of our own the Ted Smith. This was his suggestion to put into the end of every sentence. Sweet googly moogly. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting some. Actually, I am thinking about getting some Thai soup tonight to try to clear up my throat. Sweet googly moogly.
Just I like it, man.
Sweet googly moogly. At the end of every sentence. Also, when you join the program, we're going to try to make sure that you stay true to these.
Yeah, I mean, you pick the one you've got, and then after that, like, try to give us your best answer, and then please use that after you give your.
Oh, I see. So there's like one of your questions.
Right. So if the answer's like, you know, Mount Rushmore, good googly moogly. Yeah.
William Shatner, great, sweet googly moogly. All right. So that's.
I mean, today you get to live it.
You do.
You don't just pick it, man. No, you get to live it.
Because you're talking to us. Sweet googly moogly. And fourth on the list of things that you would say at the end of every sentence, you go, girl.
Yeah.
Which I think is the one that I am going to pick for myself.
Did you go, girl?
You go, girl.
That's not shocking. That's kind of the weirdest one out of that group.
Well, it's just, I love
it. Well, it depends who you're talking to.
You go, girl.
Yeah. If you're talking to your buddies, you go, man, girl. I'm going to beat that guy's ass outside. You go, girl.
You go, girl. I have some chicken wings. You go, girl. Whatever it is at the end of it is you go, girl. And to me, it's just, I don't know. It's just, you know.
I like sweet googly moogly. Because I feel like you can kind of say it under your breath, like sweet googly moogly. Mm-hmm. You're letting people know that you find someone to be kind of stupid. Or if you get those chicken wings and they're good, just sweet googly moogly.
I'll take a large Americano with cream and sugar. You go, girl.
Sweet googly moogly works better. It's just a declaration.
How so? Give me an example.
Let's say the single member of this show is in Portland at a strip club. Girl comes out, takes her top.
Sweet googly moogly. Sweet googly moogly.
Well, you go girl also works in that instance.
But it's not its own sentence. You have to use it after a sentence.
I like your breath.
Yeah,
you go girl.
I can't just walk up and say, you go girl.
Look at those.
Look at them. You go girl.
So, your choices again. To say one at the end of every sentence.
Damn, you're athletic. You go girl.
Mm-hmm. Heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Betsy. Also good at a strip club.
Heavens to Betsy.
Right. It's a compliment.
But you know what? If you said that to someone, like if they, okay, look, we are all guilty of sometimes saying things that we don't realize we're saying out loud,
Yeah.
It's happened to all of us. As far as.
You that, more than that, most, but all of us, yes.
That initial reaction, you know, when you see someone, you go, good God, man. Yeah. But if you just said, like, you know, heavens to Betsy, I don't think people would be offended. I don't think that they would be offended.
What are you saying it about, though?
Wow. Right?
Because, look, nobody wants to be ugly. But if I were to tell some woman, man, you actually, look, I don't know you. I'm not even hitting on you. You just have the best ass I've ever seen. On some level, there's offense. But if I say, you know, like, you have the best ass I've ever seen. Heavens to Betsy.
It breaks the ice.
You think that softens the blow?
I definitely think that breaks the ice.
I then might not mind trying this out then.
I'm not kidding you.
I really like the way that sweater fits you.
Yeah. I mean, even if you just said, hello. Heavens to Betsy. I think.
Looks like you're smuggling Christmas ham in those pants. You go, girl.
Heavens to Betsy. Let's see. You go, girl's not going to work there.
Yeah, you go, girl. I feel it goes the opposite way.
Sweet googly moogly, I think, works better.
I like that. There's no issue with me being like, looks like you're smuggling Christmas hams.
That's not the part.
Sweet googly moogly.
But can you soften the blow after you said that's the thing? You've already said the thing that's borderline offensive. Can you soften the blow with how you end the sentence?
Yeah.
Mm. Right? You go, girl. It's going to make it worse. Sweet googly moogly, I'm not sure, but you're right. Heavens to Betsy somehow might be better.
It really brings the room down a little bit.
I think a lot of these work better if you start with it.
Hey, look, you're at the bar
beside
me.
Good googly moogly.
You're at the bar beside me, and I say, tell me you got a single sister. And you're going to look at me like, oh, God, you creepy mother. You know?
Yeah.
Right? But if I say, tell me you've got a single sister, heavens to Betsy, then...
Somehow,
I mean, if you tip your cowboy hat, baby.
It's heavens to Betsy. My, oh, my. You know, that, to me, it's not as harsh as, tell me you have a single sister, you go, girl.
I feel like sweet googly moogly would be bad in that instance.
Why?
tell me you got a sister. Sweet googly moogly.
I mean, it just. But I'm laughing.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't.
It's like when you meet somebody's new girlfriend, and then 2 years later, you go, "Hey, does she have a sister?" They give you that look. You go, "She's got a great personality."
Yeah, but you can't say, "Do you have a single sister?" You know what I mean. Yeah, that's probably the worst one of them.
Exactly.
You know what I mean.
Know what I mean.
Big W is a game if you'd like to be a contestant. 206-803-ROCK.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
His name is Jared. Hello, Jared. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola. Jared, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Jared, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our Men's Room poll, Jared. Say one at the end of every sentence for 1 week. Heavens to Betsy. Know what I mean? Sweet googly moogly. Or you go, girl.
I think I'm going with you know what I mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. You're already doing it. I appreciate
it. This is how we're doing this all day long?
All right, Jared. Are you ready for your first question?
Let's do it. You know what I mean?
There you go. Just making sure. That's your work. First test.
Nice work.
All right, Jared. Your question. What is the plastic piece at the end of a shoelace called?
It's shoelace end. You know what I mean?
I should know this because I love the movie Cocktail.
Did they bring it up in the movie?
Yeah, because he's always reading Get Rich books, and he talks about how that guy invented that.
Is it
something lent?
Is it like, yes, it is something lent.
Like an itlet?
Aglet.
Aglet.
Aglet. All right, Jared, question number two for you. Steve Harvey, D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer, and the late Bernie Mac were collectively known as what? If Mike knows this, I feel like everyone should.
Derrick Henry.
Let's go with the black guys.
The black guys.
You know what I mean?
To be fair, the only reason why I know it is because of Ted. He called him that so many times, and I just slowly picked up like, okay.
Is it Kings of Comedy? It is
the original Kings of Comedy, yes, indeed.
One of my favorite ghetto stories. Watched it on bootleg on my lunch break as the only white guy on a janitorial staff.
You don't hear that much.
Oh.
All right. What trio recorded the albums Regatta de Blanc and Ghost in the Machine? It's not Rush, but the band was a trio. Super popular for a while.
Motley Crue.
Know what I mean?
Mars Volta?
Police.
The Police.
Oh.
Also
Jared,
known
you gotta get back to you know what I mean?
As the Popo. All right, Jared, what city is scheduled to host the 2028 Summer Olympics?
LA, you know what I mean?
It is.
We do know what you mean.
Very
well
good,
done.
Very good.
Well done.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ben. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. Ben, sober, not sober.
I mean, maybe slightly stoned.
Not sober, Ben. Okay, Ben. Say one at the end of every sentence for a week. Heavens to Betsy. Know what I mean? Sweet googly moogly, or you go, girl.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
Okay.
I feel like you could put so much emphasis on it in so many different ways. I could use it.
You go, girl. You have to implement this now.
Well, I mean, you can do the you go, girl,
right?
You try to potter up you go, girl,
or you go, girl. Girl.
I was like, remember Yugo, the car? I always thought should introduce one called the girl. The Yugo girl? That thing would have cleaned
up. Remember, the Go Girl was a little attachment you could put on, females could use to, like, pee outside.
That is right. It was like a little funnel that they place over the good stuff. Yeah.
The good stuff.
The good stuff. Yeah. Yeah. The thing we're trying to see. Don't pixelate it. All right, your question. What TV family lives at 742 Evergreen Terrace?
The Simpsons. You go, girl.
Ah, well done, man. Nice job.
All right, before we let you go, let's give you a 50-50 question here. True or false? One of America's first spectator sports was professional walking.
False.
True.
What?
Professional walking. That was one of the first spectator sports that was popular here in the good old United States.
Huh. Just go to Green Lake.
Yeah. Professional. I don't know what it entails.
You'll be creepy, but, you know.
Half the people there are creepy.
Especially that guy sitting in his car just watching people walk by.
Yeah, man. If you're going to be creepy.
What are you doing in there?
At least get out of your vehicle and be creepy. Because somehow it's creepier when you're just sitting there watching people run by.
Watching people run by.
David, I did it this morning.
What, just sat in the car?
Yeah. Just me and my buddy were having a coffee, walking the lake.
That's different, though. I know what else you're doing. Obviously, you're watching all the chicks run by. We know that. But at least you're moving and drinking the coffee.
You're not sitting in your car.
Yeah. Sitting in the car, you're like, bro, come on, man. You just need to write a book on how to subtly be creepy. Hello, Colin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Colin, sober, not sober?
Sober.
Colin, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, Colin, for 1 week, you have to end every sentence with, heavens to Betsy. Know what I mean? Sweet googly moogly, or you go, girl.
I like them all. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean.
There you go. All right, people are on it today.
Colin's got it.
All right, Colin, here's your question. In the computing world, the term bit is an abbreviation for what two words?
Oh, jeez.
Bit of information.
I don't know. I'm clueless.
Any guesses? Wait, don't overthink. It's the computing world.
Bit.
So you're limited to zeros and ones. Binary digit.
Binary digit.
Binary digit.
Did not know that.
That's what I'd call my penis if I swung both ways. All right, your question. What was discovered in Sutter Mill, California in 1849? You know.
Yeah.
Guys are making me feel dumb, you know what I mean?
Well, think about the year.
Yeah, think about the year. Sutter Mill, California, 1849.
There is a professional football team that's named after the people.
40, gold, know what I mean?
Boom. There you go.
Well done.
Wait, was that a one and done?
That was two.
No, that was two. My bad.
Big Dummy is the game, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
My one question was lights.
We'll get back to Chris.
Yeah, Chris Abbott, it's a different conversation.
Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Wes, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober. I had a couple beers.
Oh, good for you. What are you drinking?
Right now I'm having Kirin Ichiban.
Oh, well,
man, I haven't had a Kirin in a hot minute, dude.
That's my go-to sushi beer.
Same for me.
Well, that's what I'm eating tonight, Ted.
There you go.
All right, Wes, let's see. Say what at the end of every sentence for a week. Will it be heavens to Betsy? Know what I mean? Sweet googly moogly, or you go, girl?
I'm going with you go, girl, because you convinced me with the, that dude's going to go fight that guy. You go, girl.
That guarantees the fight's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you, punk. I bet you will. You go, girl.
You're right. That means I want to fight.
Right.
All right. Your question.
No, you're right. I did call you a bitch. You go, girl.
You go, girl. What bony structure in the human body includes the zygomatic, the ethmoid, and vomer bones? Zygomatic, ethmoid, and vomer bones?
The ear canal?
The hand.
Your skull.
Oh. The ear canal, you go, girl.
Yes, that is the proper
you go,
answer.
Girl.
There you go.
Mike knew it. He's in the other room. He just kind of kept...
I was somehow like, I knew he would
know. I know, but he kept doing this. I was like, huddle up.
All right, the question. Honshu is the largest island of what country?
Japan?
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
You go, girl. Thank you. Big W is a game 206-803 rock.
Big W!
You got to do it.
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Andrea, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. I just left work sick.
Oh, no, you got it, dude, don't you?
I got the crutch.
I think half the people I know have it.
Yeah, I slept for 12 hours yesterday. I just got home, sat on the couch. That's pretty much all she wrote.
My thing is, I cannot believe how long it hangs around.
It's not like debilitating. It just sucks, but it won't
leave. You don't sweat it out. Like, you don't. No. It just lingers.
You just ache and have a stuffy nose.
All right, Andrea, say one at the end of every sentence for a week. Is it going to be heavens to Betsy? Know what I mean? Sweet googly moogly, or you go, girl?
It's all about the you go, girl.
All right, the you go, girl.
All right, you got to use it now.
All right, Andrea, your question. What was the name of the prison in the film The Green Mile?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Can you at least end that with You Go Girl?
I don't know. You Go Girl.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Come on, Mike.
I know.
Because it's a Stephen King story. Who's your guy? They made the movie.
I didn't read this book as part of the problem, but they never said the name of the prison.
Are you sure they didn't bring up Cold Mountain Penitentiary?
I'm sure they did, like, once.
All right. Your question, Andrea. Achievemophobia is the fear of what?
Achieving things?
What's that?
Achieving things?
Yeah. You go, girl.
You go, girl.
Golly, we got to drill this into people's heads today.
Yeah, basically success. It's right there in their name. Achievemophobia.
So you're afraid of being successful.
That is correct.
You win an award, you don't feel good.
They don't feel good about, I don't know if it's that they feel like they're a fraud or whatever, because everybody wants to be successful in whatever they're doing, but for whatever reason, they have a fear of accomplishing this thing.
Teachers handing out test scores, they dropped in an A+.
Ah! Oh, no. Just don't study then. Don't do anything.
Oh, no.
Just don't do anything.
Yeah.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola. Chris, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Chris. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay. You know the poll. At the end of every sentence for 1 week, will you say, heavens to Betsy, know what I mean, sweet googly moogly, or you go, girl?
Let's get our first heavens to Betsy in there.
Right. Oh, heavens to Betsy. Nice. I like it. Please remember, each answer comes with heavens to Betsy. Your question, what state is nicknamed the Nutmeg State, the Provision State, the Blue Law State, that's a great one, and the Freestone State?
I don't know, but I'm going to guess Rhode Island, heavens to Betsy.
Thank you for the heavens to Betsy.
Vermont.
That's what Ted guessed. Then he guessed Massachusetts. Everyone's dancing right around.
Is it New Hampshire?
It's Connecticut.
Huh.
Connecticut.
Famous for those blue laws.
Are they actually famous for their blue laws?
Oh, yeah. It's like you can't buy beer after a certain time. Certainly not on Sunday and this and that.
So I'm to guess they did not give themselves that nickname. Like, yeah. No one really brags about their blue laws. It's always something annoying to everyone that lives.
Also, Connecticut's one of those weird states where you're either rich or a criminal.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no middle class there. You are either
not really. You're
as
loaded.
Wealthy as you can be.
You're right.
Or you are a criminal.
That's it. Where's ESPN?
Hartford.
Hartford, yeah.
Right. If you make enough money, because Thurl and I know somebody that did it, that did very well in life, went from like the east side to the upper west side of Manhattan, had a family, moved to Connecticut.
Correct. Mm. Yeah. And they do very, very well for themselves. Little trooper. All right, your question. Who directed the movie Apocalypse Now?
Ooh, was that Kubrick, Heavens to Betsy?
Not a bad guess, Heavens to Betsy. Francis Ford Coppola.
Oh.
All right,
not
Chris.
Doing very well here.
That's a, you're only two questions deep, man.
On question three.
Question number three for you. What is the name given to people who make arrows?
To make arrows, you said?
Yes.
Fletchers, heavens to Betsy.
How did you know
wow.
that, Chris?
All right.
Chris?
Oh, I'm a medieval geek.
That'll go then.
Well, the fletching is only the part where the feathers are, so I wonder why.
Correct, but they actually make the arrows, yes.
They make the whole deal.
I wonder, I have a buddy whose last name is Fletcher.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if way back in his day, his family made arrows.
Probably. I mean, my last name is Hill, so I'm like, I don't know, maybe we just lived on a little bump in the ground or something like that.
I think we were blacksmiths.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was Smith, because there's so many different kinds of Smiths. So you actually heard blacksmiths?
Yeah.
So you are a blacksmith?
Tell people that. He's going to Howard.
Why did you name your kid Jamal?
Who relates you?
Because.
Steve's just one of them hill people.
I'm a blacksmith.
I'm a hill. Yeah, that makes me sound like a bumpkin.
Oh, it you makes know it them sound hill completely people. Opposite.
Mm. I'm a blacksmith. I'm a hill person.
Isn't Montgomery like a mountain or something like that?
Great question. I have no idea.
And Mike, you're a bird.
We just found a bird.
Look! Mike was hatched. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Mark, you on team sober or team not sober?
Sober.
Don't sound too disappointed, Mark. Okay, for 1 week, you're going to end every sentence with, heavens to Betsy, know what I mean, sweet googly moogly, or you go girl.
You know what I mean, Vern?
All right. Now, Mark, you have to implement it during the game.
Well, I'll do my best.
You just failed.
Come on, Mark. You just failed.
I'll do my best, you know what I mean?
There we go. Now we're catching on.
All right, here's your question. What was the first console video game that allowed the video game to be saved?
Dang.
PlayStation, you know what I mean?
But the first video game.
Oh.
Yeah, the actual game.
Oh, the actual game.
You know what I mean.
Not the console.
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean. The actual game. I don't know. You know what I mean?
It's tough, but it'll make sense in here.
Grand Theft Auto? Was it like Banjo and Kazooie or something like that?
The Legend of Zelda.
It was Zelda.
Yeah, so you're going to have to start from the freaking beginning again.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's a long game. That was a good game.
All right, your question. A calorie is a measurement of what? A calorie.
Energy? You know what I mean?
You got it.
Well done, man.
Nice job.
Well done.
It was close. I thought it was heat.
Yeah, you said heat. I'm like, you're close, man.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Dave. We'll try Dave later. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
Richard, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Team not sober for the moment.
For the moment? Or what are you planning on sobering up?
I think it's a good idea in general.
Sober. I'm driving, so I'm sober.
Oh, you're sober. I say you're almost there. All right, Richard, say one at the end of every sentence for a week, and you start now. Heavens to Betsy. Know what I mean? Sweet googly moogly. Or you go girl.
I'm going to have to do the third one, sweet googly moogly.
Sweet googly moogly.
Okay, do it now.
That is my favorite one. All right, Richard, here is your question. All of the clocks in the movie Pulp Fiction are stuck on what time?
4:20, sweet googly moogly.
Nice job all the way around, Richard.
Hang on, before we let you go, let's ask you a 50-50 question here. Let's see what we got. All right. Male or female? Which gender of spider smells through its legs? Thank you, VD, for forwarding that information my way.
Huh. I'm going to say the male. Sweet googly moogly.
You are correct.
You are the man. More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.